Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Well, yeah, we're back. Back together here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. And Ron Lane, Hayden Lane, and Logan Downing are here from Fast Lane Kayak, Salty Crew, giving away a phenomenal prize today.
Yeah, man, and having fun doing it. What a great show this has already been, talking Fast Lane, talking Salty, the new movie premiere. There's just so much going on, and we've got another hour of fun coming your way. If you want to join us, the only way to get us in that second hour is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, as we said, it's a free download if you don't have it, and we're going to be reading your text messages this whole second hour. Very easy. As soon as you fire off the app, one of the first tabs you'll see is Text the Show. Just click on that and text in your question to the boys. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need in case you're the winner of a $200 Salty Crew shopping spree at the end of the show today. In addition to spending $200 at one of our favorite places to go shopping, you're also going to get two tickets to go to the Del Mar PCS show, and that's going to be starting up here on Thursday. Can't wait. Going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, you'll be there with Fisherman's Atlantic Tackle.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Had a boomer Costa Mesa show, right?
We loved it. I think that is just the coolest fishing show. It's such a good time. The vibe up there in Orange County was so great. We had an excellent show. Sales were fantastic. The boys did such a good job. Really proud of our crew. And, yeah, we had all the fun stuff.
Did you sell out of all the good deals?
We weren't supposed to say a whole lot because we didn't want to take anything away from how big the PCS show was. But now that the Orange County show is over, we can tell you that in Del Mar, we will be double the size that we were in Orange County. And we have a lot of stuff that we just saved for our hometown crowd. San Diego is where we're at. It's our hometown shop. And
nice.
So we have a lot of stuff that is only for the PCS show in Del Mar. Things that we couldn't bring, and things that we chose not to. Like, we have some really special things, closeout buys on rods and things like that. Like, so there's some things where we maybe only have 50 or 60 of something, and we knew that they were going to sell out. You know, rods that are 50% and even less than 50% off that we were able to buy. Maybe this manufacturer changed their guide train and they had 50 left, so they sold all of them to us at a killer price so that we could do it at the show. Well, if we would have put those in a bin at PCS show in Orange County, they would have been gone in an hour. It will be the same thing in Del Mar, so we wanted to hook up the hometown and have something special to go to the San Diego show. It's a new show. We want to participate in it, so we're going to have a bunch of stuff that we did not have in Orange County that will be a better deal in San Diego. We're going to have deck boots that we didn't have before at a ridiculously insane discount, rods and reels, all that new CalStar stuff sold out crazy fast. Well, they had 2 weeks to rebuild and resupply, so we're going to have a resupply of a lot of that killer CalStar new stuff that sold so well up in Orange County. Yeah, we're just anticipating a really good show. We can't wait.
That's cool. That's awesome. Well, lots going on and lots of fun stuff, but you know, the fish are biting, so we've got to find out what's going
on. Sounds good to me, man. What a great start to the season. Today really feels like it, and boy, there's nobody that's on top of it better than our private boater buddy, and that's Captain Mark Wish, and he's standing by with our fishdope.com report. Again, talking about great opportunities to the show, how about Gamakatsu? They've got amazing show deals for you. Buy any two packs of Gamakatsu hooks and get one free. You can absolutely mix and match if you want a pack of circle hooks, a pack of J hooks, and a pack of worm hooks free. Hey, that's totally fine. It's a mix and match opportunity. You purchase $25 worth of Gamakatsu products at the show, you're going to get a free Gamakatsu pocket utility case. If you purchase $50 worth of Gamakatsu products at the show, you receive a free Gamakatsu everyday carry knife that's valued at almost $100. You can see that at participating dealers. I'll read that again. $50 worth of product, you get a $100 gift for free.
Yeah, you get the everyday carry knife that Gamakatsu makes it. I believe it's made by Kershaw. I wasn't supposed to say that, but it's a really
so
nice pocket knife.
Yeah, totally.
For free.
It's $100
for buying a deal, like buy two, get one free, yeah. and all the deals that they have at the Gamakatsu foods.
Yeah, you're getting ultra hooked up by those guys.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a great promotion for sure. Speaking of great, it's fishing time, man. We got him. Captain Mark Wish is standing by. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Ron, Logan, Hayden, you got a full house in there today, man.
Yes, we do.
Full times today,
great
bro.
Great show. And I got to tell you guys, it's like mid-March, and, you know, you can just feel, it's like you were saying, Ricky, you just feel spring spronging out everywhere, man. It's coming, and there's so much good news starting to trickle in, including some very good news just trickled in. We got a little weather on the outside, you know, it's freezing up quite a bit, actually. But it's not blowing for a long time. It's only going to blow here for a couple of days, and that's really good news. Been very quiet on the outside from Nick and SBI, both, mostly because of that weather. But that's soon to change. Had some interesting rumors floating around here, so we'll see how that all shakes out. Or at Catalina, it's waking up. You know, springtime's coming. All the kelp line critters are biting, sheephead. Whitefish, calico bass a little bit, perch. You guys like perch fishing, man. They're walloping the blue perch over there. Not my style, but just to know. But they will keep you busy. Fish small hook and strip of squid on the edge of the hard bottom there, and you can catch all that junk that you want. And even a few small yellows around in the front side middle, front side isthmus like that. Squid situation has been tough. But it looks like that's changing, improving. Same with sea bass situation. Soon coming, guys. Soon coming. I'll tell you that for certain, sure fact. Acclimate, been kind of quiet. The only reports are from the skiff guys fishing calico bass over there, and they're getting them. Nice big ones, you know, fishing the plastic up shallow water around the kelp and the boilers and such. But by next weekend, we're going to have much more coverage, get some reports on the squid situation and on the game fish situation from backside west and in the cove, and maybe some of those yellows that's hanging out there at the Coronados will find their way over to that frontside middle like they usually do right around this time of year. Mid, late March is when we often start seeing them. So we'll see how that goes. Best news here this week's got to be that big yellow biting at the Coronados. It's been pretty good fishing. From the Coronados proper, middle grounds, down toward the rock pile like that. A lot of that's jig fish, and a lot of it's on smaller yo-yo jigs like Taddy 9, which has always been my favorite, and 6X Juniors, and 40-pound is a good way to fish that stuff. But been really good fishing that nice grade of fish. And then as you're going to hear from Youssef tomorrow, some of the private boat guys been slow trolling sardines down there, picking off a few. I guess Youssef got a nice one yesterday, too. So that's a whole nother dimension. And then, you know, you got to couple that with the good inshore fishing we've had. It was a lot of nice big halibut starting to get caught on the hard bottom spots. And, of course, all that bluefin tuna down the beach, you know, they're probably down there a couple hundred miles, but it's not that far for this time of year. And, God, that report from the Polaris Supreme there limits a fish already.
So rad.
I have another update. From Frank Lopresti. He's walking his dog Bear on Shelter Island right now. He says the greenies on the Shelter Island pier are wide open.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to go get some bait to take to Colorado Islands?
Good call.
On Shelter Island pier. Jump on some
That's
greenies.
Awesome.
So hot scoop.
You know,
there.
last year up here, that mackerel fishing was really tough. It was a challenge, and hopefully that changes because, man, I love fishing those mackerels for both the sea bass and the big yellows and the bluefins, you know, and of course the marlins. So yeah, we love mackerels.
Well, if you got a bait receiver at your boat, man, take that for what it is. You know, it's a great time right now to go drive the boat
up,
make sure everything's good, do a little shakedown cruise, fill your receiver full so you got it for your first few trips out there. That's a good tip from
you.
Frank.
Know that is so fun to do.
Oh, the best.
Just go out and catch mackerel with your favorite little.
Just ask Mark Wheeler.
Yeah.
Right,
oh, yeah.
Logan?
Yeah, Mark Wheeler loves a good mackerel bite off the back.
Nobody likes catching mackerel more than Mark Wheeler.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I got
a 2- and 4-year-old that would like to challenge that. They would like to challenge that that accusation.
It kind of cracks me up when we're prepping to go bluefin fishing and stuff. We'll go catch mackerel and going, why is this so stinking fun?
Fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership to use PicksFishDope.com for a new member. $30 off using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. $30 code, and of course, Danny and the boys will have all the information. That's where Mark gets his, and he feeds it to them. And how do we find you, Mark?
Well, Pete, we're 9th and Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by Chevron Station. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And Ricky, you know that cool little rod blank that CalStar made, that 278 foot?
Yeah.
Well, mine's done, and he's been waiting to go fishing, and, you know, we've been doing a little bit of boat work, getting some stuff taken care of, and it's all done. Our first trip is going to be a local trip tomorrow.
Ooh.
So I was figuring on the first cast, I was going to get like a 20-pound sea bass on that rod, but it might have to be a 20-pound halibut since we're staying local.
Hey, I'll take either.
What reel did you put on that rod?
Oh, without question, it's got to be a Trinidad 14.
That thing's made for it.
Yeah.
It'd be a crime to do anything else.
Yeah.
That's cool, Mark. Well, I can't wait to see it. I'll look forward to seeing a grip and grin photo of you holding that brand new rod and a 20-pound something to go along with it.
I can't wait to show you one, buddy.
That's cool.
We'll see how that works out. We'll talk to you later.
See you, Mark.
See you guys
next week.
All right. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our FishDope.com report. This time sponsored by Anza Knives. Dom and the Anza crew will be at the PCS show in Del Mar. It's booth 170 in the Pat O'Brien building. They're right next to the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Anza Knife Makers will also be in the booth again, too, along with their full line of fillet knives, plus hunting, military, and some killer one-of-a-kind custom knives. All are going to be available at special show prices. Go see the crew at Anza Knives at booth 170 in the Del Mar show. Their display at the PCS show in Orange County was killer. The customs that they have are just
it's
unbelievable.
Amazing.
They are artists with metal and wood, the handles, the blades, everything. It's spectacular. You owe it to see. And that Fish Pro series of fillet knives that they make they're it, man. It's the top of the top.
Yeah, and the young lady who was one of the knife makers at the show was in the booth with Donnie, and just a really super lady and amazing craftsperson, too. She
totally.
Was explaining how she makes the knives and stuff like that. So, yeah, go see Don and the crew at Anza Knives right there next to the Let's Talk Hookup booth. That's right in the Pat O'Brien building. It's a different setup than what you used to before. The first building you come into the show is the Pat O'Brien building. And that's where Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be, CalStar, Let's Talk Hookup,
Shimano,
all be in there. And then the next building, which is kind of the building you've always been in, is where Fastlane's going to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They moved us to the...
Like as soon as you walk in.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then we'll be surrounded by the Salty Crew guys.
Everything.
Dwayne and all that.
And there's, you know... The stages are kind of in each building. I think they have different seminar stages all over the place. Bands. How fun was that PCS show with the bands outside?
So cool.
No, I like that.
The vibe that they create is just, it's killer. And I love that the setup of this show, one of the things Bill and Mike had talked about, and obviously we're going to hear a lot more about it tomorrow with those guys on the show. But, you know, in previous shows in that area, it was buildings full of one thing or another. But if you weren't shopping for a boat, you just walked through the building. If you weren't shopping for a kayak, you walked through the building. And if you weren't shopping for tackle, you walked through that building. Here, there's bits and pieces of everything that all of us like. You're engaged the whole time.
Yeah.
And the flow is really killer. You walk out of one building, there's a live band playing, and there's killer food going, and you enjoy that. And then you go into the next one, and there's little bits of everything for every person. The retailers are spread out. The displays are spread out. The manufacturers are spread out. It's so killer. You're just engaged the whole time.
Yeah.
You turn around and the day disappears. Like I couldn't believe it.
That's really interesting you say that, because when I'm not involved in having a booth like you were, I go into a boat.
See more stuff.
Yeah, and I go, I'm going to purpose to see the whole show.
Right.
And so we started in the first building on our right, and we just went all the way around. And I'm going, oh, man, I missed so much stuff last time because I was just onesie-twosie and going across. But if you just look at the whole show, which is what Bill was telling me about.
Yeah.
He says, no, I set it up to be like that. And I didn't ever think of that until he mentioned to me, no, you got to go through every building to see the whole thing.
Totally.
And I'm really glad I did, because it was really entertaining.
A lot of stuff to see. Yeah, I thought I covered everything, but I didn't.
Same.
I guess it's like I saw like Fred Cantawi was there. He's a guide up in the Northern California area, and it's like, you had a booth there, Fred? Like, what? Yeah, there's a lot to see. And the same with San Diego. There's 500 booths in San Diego, 500 spaces.
It's going to be a big show. I'm really excited. And, you know, everybody has, you know, you have to throw away what you think, because this is a brand new show with a brand new playbook. Everything. It might be a venue that we've all enjoyed going to, but these are a couple of all-stars that put this show together. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Sure. We have very high outlook. We'll be talking more about it tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, because Bill and Mike will be back in the studio here in the World Headquarters. Talk all about the insides of that show. So check it out.
It's about to be on. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, I got a great text standing by for the boys. It says, hey, guys, love the show. Having lots of fun this morning. Which Hobie kayak would you guys all recommend for the Eastern Sierra and why? I know there's a lot to offer. Fishability, portability, et cetera. That's from Mike and Hemet.
Wow.
I know that's something that all of you guys like to do.
Yeah. Okay, so all of us have gone snowboarding and then blew up our inflatables and went fly fishing all afternoon. And I know Hayden has really done that a lot on in the Sierras, and same with Logan. So why don't you guys just talk about your favorite boat and just a quick occasion of that? I mean, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the crew right here. This is the trip we did. We went up to Mammoth. Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So that was pretty cool.
We called it the show up and blow up.
Yeah. So that was kind of life-changing for me, because I've always snowboarded all day. But then fishing in the afternoon was like, I didn't know how to put it together in my brain. It was really, really, really fun.
That was a fun image, but like moving all the boards around in the van to take the kayaks out. And, you know, especially in Mammoth, you go down the hill a little bit and then all the snow's gone and it's bright blue skies and warm and we're in t-shirts and sun protection after snowboarding all morning.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that's the benefit of those inflatables, being able to just have everything inside your car, you know, parked at the lodge or parked wherever. And then you can show up and blow up, and then all your kayak stuff's there, and we have fish finders and everything all ready to go.
You just slap it all together. That video's on our YouTube channel.
That's cool.
If any of you guys want to see that.
What is the YouTube channel?
It's Fastlane SC.
Fastlane SC.
Stands for Sailing Center.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is what it originally did.
Yeah.
And you still
have a couple sailboats.
Yeah.
But yeah, to answer the question, I think we were pretty much all on the I-11s on that trip. I think that new iTrek Angler might be the call, but the I-11 is killer for that. And then I guess also kind of a little curveball too. My wife and I have done this: is we've taken the big one, the Fiesta, and
party boat.
Yeah, it's a 4-seater inflatable.
That's right.
It's like two rows of side by side seats, and we'd show up on June Lake. And only put the two back seats in, and then have the two front seats empty for the dogs and an umbrella, and it's like it's a full on little
it's a party barge.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
And you're jumping off and swimming around, make a few casts, and it's a party barge.
That's so cool.
So fun.
Yeah.
I know that. I remember at the old Fred Hall shows the competition on how fast to blow it up and the insane times. But what's a realistic time? You guys have all done it. You fished it. You came back from a day of snowboarding and you decide, okay, it's time to go fish. How long would you say it takes the average guy to pull that thing out of the bag and then it's up and ready to go fishing?
That's a really good question. And Hayden had this idea years ago to have a foreground timer on while he's blowing it up, and he filmed it in fast motion. So in less than a minute, you can see that he blew up, installed the whole boat.
Yeah, it's funny. We always treat it like it's a race when you're putting it together.
Right.
and the record is somewhere around 4 minutes, and that's out of the bag, inflated, and then put the seat and the pedals and like ready to go kayaking. But if you're not racing and you're just taking your time, it's an easy 10 minute deal.
That's what I think is so cool about the thing, and that's what I want to know. Not the speed answer, but I mean realistically, you're going from a bag to ready to fish in 10 minutes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
You can't hardly.
Your first video was the old model, so naturally we had to do a new video, and I think that's the one you're talking about on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, that's the one we did in Mammoth. But then there's one on our Instagram I did that I just copied this guy. I just did the same exact video, just with the new one.
Did you beat my time?
It was 4 minutes, 30 seconds. So,
whoa.
30.
And then back into the bag again.
And I think it was like four, but like the same, back in. But that's like.
And there's a little snowboarding in that video, too.
Yeah, I put a couple snowboarding clips in there.
And that's on the Fastline SC YouTube channel.
Yeah, and Instagram as well.
And Instagram.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, another question here from Kenny in El Cajon, and he says, great show as always. My question is for Ron. I just retired, and I've been kayak fishing in the bay. I'm now on the fence about upgrading my 2014 Hobie PA, which is in great condition and always garaged. Can you highlight a few of the differences with the newer models?
Oh, yeah. So,
2014.
2014.
So it's 11 years old, basically, 12 years.
Oh, it's time. We'll trade it in.
You'll trade it in?
Yeah, just bring it in. We'll trade it in.
Yeah.
But the new models, now, there's the 360 and the 180. The 360, you can go just pretty much any direction.
Sideways, yeah, upside down.
It's really just fun. The first time you get in a 360, you end up going around in circles and stuff just because it's so fun. All the angles that you can do.
Bet.
And I'm like going, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be fishing here instead of showing off. You know, you go next to your buddy and go, hey, look at me. Woo.
Yeah.
So the 360 is pretty interesting, and there's a lot of new features.
So as an accessory guy, Logan, what do you see as the differences between an 11-year-old PA versus the newer ones?
I'm kind of an accessory guy. I like it simple a lot too, but yeah. I like my accessories to matter a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I like how the new, I don't know, there's a lot of new accessories. A lot of them are made by Yak Attack that are super useful, and they don't take up like a ton of room, and they just make your life easier. Like a rod holder, you can just chuck something in. And a lot of these new kayaks are more adaptable for those things, as well as more adaptable for like motor mounting. Like as that's kind of blowing up a little bit, they've kind of shifted the pro anglers a little more to that. And like Ron was saying, I mean, down to the bare bones, the drive system makes the world of difference. So like the 180 drive turbo fins, kick up fins. If you hit something underwater, your fins are going to kick up out of the way, so you don't have to worry about bending your shaft of your fin. The bearings in there make it more efficient, so you're going to go farther, your legs are going to last longer, and the 360 drive, I've been fishing that thing a ton, and it's really, really fun. Like
you kind of took over that boat.
I did, yeah. I've been fishing the 360 a lot, and I like it because it just feels like you can just walk around in the water wherever you want. You can steer it with the back with the rudder, and then the front control, or the drive controls the front of the kayak, so you can spin it, and it's really fun to play with when you're on the water, and you can really figure it out so that you can put yourself in any situation, like surgy break wall environments. I love fishing for calico bass, so when you're in a break wall, you're kind of in like a weird tight zone, you can just, it feels like you're just walking around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like you need a new kayak there, Kenny. Thanks for the text. Appreciate that.
This next one is from Carla. Says, I'm really interested in all this new electronics talk. I've got a boat that's now 5 years old, and I'm thinking about upgrading my electronic system. I'm hearing lots of talk about LiveScope. Do you think that it's a worthwhile investment for an average angler? Do you do the install at Fastlane? And what is a realistic cost for the different live scopes that are available? Or should I just go back to a new unit that I've already had, little upgrade?
Wow. There's a lot there.
Yeah. I think live scope's pretty cool. I don't see why it would be a downside. I think, yeah. Might as well see the fish eat your lure on live.
So
camp.
that the one that we have at we're going to have at the show is called the Eagle Eye, and that one, what is that going to with the new battery setup? What? And when I say new battery setup, these new lithium batteries, they're so light.
Insane! What's happening in power storage now? You know, like what you used to have versus what's available now in lithium is crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, and it'll run it all day too. So. Yeah. You're not, like, lacking power all day. Nakwa makes really good batteries we have at the shop. But we have everything down there. So, honestly, it kind of is like a case-by-case basis when people come in, like, what you need, if you need live scope, if that's really the best thing for you. So I just come down to the shop.
Which one are you using right now?
Live scope?
No.
Or a fish finder?
The fish finder.
I'm using a Lowrance Eagle 5 right now. The Eagle 7, kind of both. I've been using two at the shop. But, yeah, one of our demos has a 7 on it, which is really cool. It has side scan, so that's kind of a good upgrade if you're upgrading fish finders, because then you can see to the side of your kayak. It's
right.
Really
good. So if you've got an Outback or a Pro Angler, they come with the Guardian, and that accepts.
And that's the newer one, too. That would be an upgrade from the 2014 that came out.
Yes, and so that'll allow you to have side scope, but then when you come into the beach, you can just pull the Guardian plate up into the boat.
That's cool.
So it protects that transducer.
It's like a sonar dome on a big boat that drops down.
That's right.
Yeah, and then it comes back flush with the hull.
Well, it actually goes into the hull.
Into the hull.
Yeah, so that it protects. Holy. Like you're dragging it up the beach, you don't want to be sanding your transducer lens. Yeah.
So it gives the transducer more ability to see.
Well, when you drop it down, now you truly can go sideways, side scan.
That Lowrance unit that you were talking about earlier that said it's just really clean and kind of an all-in-one, does it also still have the features of a traditional, you know, up-and-down screen and chart plotter and all that kind of stuff? I mean, it's
so many features.
It's all-in-one, but also you flip a switch and you're looking at your live soap screen, so you can navigate and see a traditional.
Take off using the regular, you know, the regular transducer. And then I have the downscope, and it's split screen. And then when I get where I want to be, and I just want to kind of see the bottom better, I'll go to this.
That's perfect.
You know, it just changed the and it's just by touch
screen.
Yeah, it's so
easy. And you guys at Fastlane have Lowrance, Garmin, anything that people want, you can get it, right?
Oh, sure.
You're dealers for both of them.
And put it on, too.
That's the bigger part.
Yeah, I'm a little handy. Callan's really handy. We've been talking a lot about him. We were just, Tate and I were saying he's like this mystical wizard guy.
He's back
the guy behind the screen.
He's silent but deadly.
But he's real, trust me.
Yeah, he's real.
He's really good.
He really is, you don't see him a lot. Because he kind of hides in the back doing his MacGyver thing.
And then he just pops out the best rigs we've ever seen. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I just come by the shop or give us a call, email. We're always happy to chat about stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we just want to get to know you and get to know what you're fishing. So just let us know.
Hayden?
Well, it's such a benefit having a shop full of guys that use the stuff and are obsessed with like designing it and working on these kind of things. Because when you, there's so much information out there and it's always changing. You could watch a YouTube video about fish finders from 2 years ago and it's completely irrelevant. So having these guys who it's their whole job to take, figure this stuff out and learn it for you so you don't have to think about it is huge.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, Matthew from Encinitas says, longtime listener, have a couple Kobe kayaks before, and I am interested in the new inflatable fishing kayak. I'm just wondering how much they weigh and how much space do they take up when deflated.
Well, you can check them as luggage.
Yeah. I actually checked. So the newer ones, too, the same?
They're going to be a little bigger. 11, they're going to be more like the 11.
But I took it on the airline one time.
That was your 9.
It was 9. Yeah. The 10's a little bit bigger.
Ava took 2 11s.
Yeah.
On a vacation with her Midwest.
Yeah.
And she went in and did her research and printed out their rules. And I go, that's pretty extreme. She's very organized.
Yeah.
And so I helped her walk in with them, and she's checking them in. The lady was going to charge her for overweight and oversized. But Ava goes, no. Look, read right here. It says 1, but not both.
Yeah.
And saved her $100.
Yeah.
That's
now,
cool.
Now, what I like.
So check with the airlines, but also you can check 11s in also.
Yeah. And, what else I did was when I put mine on, I had a little more weight in it in my bag. I just took that stuff out to make it 50 pounds. And it was like, no questions asked, went right through, no big deal. Put it in my other bag and checked 2 bags.
Oh, the other thing Ava did was, and I thought was brilliant, she goes, no, this is sporting equipment.
Sporting equipment.
Yeah, that's a good
I've used that one before. Yeah.
It's sporting equipment.
Sporting equipment. Yeah. Different deal. How much does the new 10 and 12 weigh? Do you know?
We don't know yet.
You don't know the stats yet on that.
And we don't know how, we did have an opportunity to put one together, two of them actually on a prototype photo shoot we did.
Yeah.
And but it was a little bit jumbled up because they had motors on them.
Yeah.
And they wanted to see how fast they'd go. Oh my God. Yeah. That your brother in that 12, yeah, he was going fast.
My brother's a little. He loves speed. And they somehow put him on the one with the biggest motor, and he was flying.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going like 7 knots or something.
No way. Yeah. Wow. That's moving on a kayak.
Oh, yeah.
And this is an inflatable kayak.
And we're supposed to be taking his picture, so naturally he's looked like Top Gun coming by the tower, you know?
Yeah.
I think he did actually hit our boat once.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, but they're similar in weight to, because like I think the 9 was like 50 pounds and the 11 was like 60 or something like that.
Yeah, they're in that range.
Yeah. But I can tell you, you could fit it in the trunk of pretty much a compact car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's
they're very, very portable.
Yeah, like a big luggage bag, or, you know, and it's one person can roll it around. They have wheels in the bag, and one person can pick it up and put it in the back of your car, so
pretty
or back
simple.
Of your truck, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could run it without the bag. If you have a super small car, you can just put the hole is pretty small.
Yeah.
Like, you can just put that in there, put the drive in there, put all the gear in there. That's what we do on our boat when my dad and I take it to San Clemente Island, Catalina Island, all that. We just piece everything out, and it had its own little spot tucked away out of the way.
Good
so
idea.
We can fish the boat and then just anchor up and launch the kayaks when we want.
Perfect.
I love it.
So that's same
so
thing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your text messages and a whole lot more great info with these boys. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Gumakatsu has amazing show deals for you. Buy any 2 packs of Gumakatsu hooks and get one free. That in itself is an amazing deal. But get this. Purchase $25 of Gumakatsu products at the show and get a free pocket utility case. Purchase $50 of Gumakatsu products at the show and receive a free Gumakatsu everyday carry knife worth almost $100 at participating dealers while supplies last. Only from Gumakatsu at the PCS shows.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we just got to talk about their great booth the upcoming PCS show in Del Mar.
They're our next door neighbor for the show, and I can't wait because you got that at the Orange County show. You were right across and got to see it, and I can't wait. Their booth is spectacular.
Yeah.
There's so much interactive stuff that you can do, and you know, they have setups that kind of show the reels where, you know, if you're trying to decide between new version, old version, this reel versus that reel, you know, there's the boat setup where you can pull on the rods with the rail. You can feel the difference in power between this drive and that drive. Where
they have the difference between the Talica A versus the old Talica and the power that those create.
If you're not wanting to upgrade your Talicas, do not try that.
Yeah, don't
it
try
is
that.
Crazy
yeah.
the difference in power on the new one. It's awesome.
It's crazy.
The booth is full of pros. There's so much great information. All the tackles available for you to play with. It's a really, really cool opportunity.
Check it out at the PCS show this week in the Shimano booth.
If you spend serious time on the water, you already know how fast conditions can change. Glare shifts, light drops, wind kicks up, and when you're fishing all day, your gear has to keep up. That's why Costa built the Pilot House Pro. It's a semi-rimless shield designed to give you a full, unobstructed view of the water with the clarity Costa's known for and the protection serious anglers actually need. Pilot House Pro is Z87.1 Plus safety rated, ventilated to fight fog, and built to stay locked in when things get rough. From flying hooks to long hours in the sun, it's made for real conditions, not just the easy parts of the day. If you want eyewear that works as hard as you do on the water, check out the Pilot House Pro at CostaDelMar.com. See what's out there. Safety rated in U.S. only.
The PCS show will be coming to Del Mar, and we will have an enormous booth. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out when you walk into the first building at the show. We saved our most incredible and exclusive deals for our hometown show. Deals never before seen. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale, with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS Del Mar Show, your best stop is at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, having fun with the boys from Fastlane. We're talking Salty Crew. Just a great morning this morning.
Yeah.
Having fun doing it.
A lot of great texts, too. And thanks for everybody for participating and listening this morning on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live. You have another good one.
Definitely, right? Yeah. This one was from Rob in Seal Beach. It says, I'm really interested in getting my first kayak. I've been a skiff guy before. I was wondering if you could go over what types of information I would want to provide to fit me into my first new kayak. Because I know that that's what you guys do. Like,
no, that's perfect.
You bring somebody into the fold. What do you do? What do you like to do? How do you fish? And then you guide them into whatever the right boat is.
Yeah, they come in the store, and it's like 20 questions.
Okay.
Where are you storing it?
Sure.
What are you driving? If you got a pickup truck, if you got a van, do you have a Sprinter van? You know, we talk about that stuff. Where are you going to be fishing? Are you going to be having to pull it across the beach with a sand launch? Or are you using all the, you know, launch ramps? Or are you using trails? Where are you going to be fishing? So yeah. Those are all questions that are really key, and that's a really good question. So,
because you've seen it and done it all, and you guys know it, and you know that if storage is a big issue, you don't want this boat, you want this boat. But, you know, these three will all fit with your storage issues, but this particular one is going to be easier for the area that you want to fish. And, you know, it might not be the same because Hayden wants his boat to be able to pile in the back of the car and go to the Sierras, and Logan wants his boat to be hardcore fishing, and I'm going to transport it and fish Anclamini Island, and I want one that's going to be more in weather. And you know, the right
stuff them about everywhere.
I believe that.
top of the car, the car.
So Logan, time on the water is what a kayak gives you, right?
Yeah.
It's so easy, you know, like a boat, a bigger boat, you got to get things ready, you got to dial it in, you got to make sure there's fuel in there. Kayak, you just show up, blow up, or just show up and launch it and you're gone, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not much, doesn't take too much more time than just fishing from shore, really.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm lucky enough to work right by the water at Fastlane. There's a launch ramp right there. So I'll just go fish before work for like an hour.
Oh,
my God.
It's so fun.
It like changes my day every day. It's so cool. Like, I clock into work. Ava's like, oh, good morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just caught a spotty, like, before work. Like, what the heck, you know? And it's just, like, fun to just be out in the water and, like, just kind of read the environment. Like, I don't know. Just it, like, clears your mind up, and it's pretty cool.
But back to his question. He asked, how do I,
what do
how
I, need
do I
to tell
get
you?
Into the right? Those are the key things, usage and so that'll help us pick which model. The guy with the Sierras, which one would I take to the Sierras? I've been up there with the inflatables because we stuff everything in the van, snowboards and people, and you know. But if I was just going up to the Sierras, any of the Mirage drives would be just excellent at the Sierras. I've seen clients up there with pro anglers, you know, the biggest one we have, and they got kids hanging out the back and umbrellas on them, just all kinds of stuff. So I think it's really more about, you know, just getting one and going.
Yeah.
I think the thing that's so cool about what Fastlane does is you have everything. I mean, you have boats that are very easy on the budget that then you can build up and make killer. You have boats that fit the middle of the road, lots of Gucci accessories, but not crazy expensive. You've got the biggest, baddest battle wagons that have every part and piece and motors and live scopes and side scans and everything in between. I mean,
we use them all.
Wherever you're at, budget and want and time, there's a boat that fits you. You just got to talk to the crew and figure out what that is.
You know, one time Jared said he was fishing out of his son's boat. Fisher.
That's funny.
And he that is ironic.
Yeah.
And he was fishing out of his son's boat, and he goes, you know, Dad, this is not much different than the first Outback, which when the first Outback came out, we thought that was the end all boat.
Greatest boat ever.
Ever, because it was stable, and you pedal, you didn't have to paddle it, And so I'm going, yeah, that is. So we've got the new Passport, and you know, that is very inexpensive, and it fishes every bit as good as the early Outbacks.
Now, the new Outback, too, right?
The new model Outback is about as good as it gets.
Killer.
Yeah. Tackle management.
Which boat is your favorite, Logan?
I love the Outback. I was going to say, to answer his question, you really can't. They used to call it the SUV because you can just do everything right. with it. Yeah. Ron fished at Cedros Island a bunch. My good friends Scott and Flynn Leonard, they'd be going to Mammoth all the time, fishing them there in the bays. I fished them at La Jolla. Literally, you can take that thing anywhere you want, and it'll do everything.
That's right. Hayden, what's your favorite boat? You get to fish them all.
Yeah. I like the advantages of the inflatables for the way I'm using them.
Yeah.
And then, the benefits of the kayak is different for everybody. Some people do it because they want simplicity. Some people want it because they want to fish little small zones. And some people want it because you can do it by yourself. And, you know, you're not like... You don't need a buddy to back up the trailer while you launch your boat, and you're cleaning the boat afterwards.
Right.
You can, like Logan, like you can fish before work, you know.
Right.
And so you can fish way more often.
You can fish for an hour or two, and it's not a big deal.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, one rod and one tackle box, and just launch the thing, and you're fishing in minutes rather than
a whole
production. Or,
yeah.
So yeah, for me, I like being able to throw the thing in my car and take it.
Flexibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of our customers have boats too. So it's like, fish a boat when you can, but if you have an hour and a half,
go jump in the kayak.
Jump in the kayak. Like, it's so worth it.
One of our team guys, Afrin from Warbaits, he said that kind of same thing. He has a boat or had a boat, and he's like, when I want to fish the boat, I got to get a buddy, and we fish on the weekend.
Right.
And the amount of time it takes to get it ready and trailer down, all that stuff, I need to make sure we're fishing for, you know, a certain amount of time to make it worth it.
Right. And the cost of fuel and everything like that. Yeah.
And he's like, and so that means maybe I'll fish once a week. But he's like, but I want to fish more than that. So then he has his kayak to fill in the gaps when he's going by himself.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So, if you have, inflatable is great because you can throw them in the back of your car, you can throw them in the back of your, whatever. Safe inside, outside, so totally safe. If you have a Pro Angler or an Outback and you tie it to the top of your car or put it in the back of your truck, how do you make sure that thing stays there and nobody steals it? Are there security measures that you can like make sure that it's safe?
Yeah, that sticker that you put on your back window. This car is insured by Smith & Wesson. I'm just kidding. You take the Mirage Drive out because that's half the price
right
there, and you put it inside. But we use cables.
Yeah,
just lock them up. Bike cables.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And no issues, generally speaking.
We've been selling them 30 years, Hobies, and we have had two people say that their boats were stolen.
That's it.
Yeah. 2 in 30 years, they'll take those odds.
That's pretty good.
That's hundreds of boats.
Yeah.
Anything can get stolen, and common sense is always good.
Yeah.
I do like when I'm on a trip, I do like the inflatables because they're inside my van, locked up, out of sight, out of mind.
Totally.
Well, or they can be in a box or whatever. But if you have them, you know, strapped to the top of your car and you're at a hotel, I'm guaranteeing you're looking out the window every once in a while.
Yeah.
Still there.
Yeah. So, I like what Logan was saying about putting them on the boats, too, kind of backtracking there. Like, just piece it out. You know, you got so much storage areas on a boat. Just put the boat here, put the Mirage Drive over here, put the paddle over here, put this over here. Mm-hmm. And it's like takes up no space at all.
Yeah. I mean, we have it's a 22-foot Davis Cortez.
Yeah.
So it's not like the biggest boat in the world.
No, and it doesn't have a ton of room.
Yeah.
And a ton of storage room.
Yeah. So
there's no issues.
No issues.
You take a couple of them there?
Two.
Two of them.
Yeah.
That's
and then
so cool.
We took three, actually, this one time.
Wow.
And nothing's in the way, too, because we want to fish the boat still.
Yeah.
We don't want
right.
the boat to just turn into a kayak right. hauler. We want to fish the boat and then fish the kayaks, too.
Right.
So it's nice to be able to keep them out of the way.
Yeah. Good one here from John and Whittier. You'll love this one, Ron. If I want to carry an inflatable kayak on my small boat, which is related here, do you have a battery-operated pump that will fill them up?
Yeah. I got to tell you about those pumps, though.
There's no toys that you guys don't have.
We pulled up at Mammoth, Ava and I, and we were jonesing to go fish. I was jonesing to go fishing. Everybody didn't really care. And We you know, Lake Mary is very quiet in the morning by the campsites. So I turn on the pump, And I go, oh, man, I don't want to be that guy.
I'm that guy. Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing I thought of. I'm that guy.
I turned it off, and I blew him up by hand. It only took a couple minutes more. Yeah. It was not a big deal. Not,
and
I
that wasn't... pump that comes with it, well, that's a mega pump, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Hayden? That
yeah, pump. It's like dual action, so yeah. It pumps when you push down.
It's
and
fast.
And, yeah. So, yeah. Same kind of thing with, like, sometimes by the time you figure out the battery and plug in the
electric pump and stuff.
But, yeah, it can, it, you know, less effort.
But that being said, here's the real answer to that question. On Amazon, there are, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of different kinds of inflatable stand-up paddle boards, which caused a huge demand for pumps that will blow something up to 20 pounds. And so you can find them for $69.
Yeah.
And they'll, you just
plug it right into your cigarette lighter and the
No,
the car
you don't even have to do that. They're battery operated now.
Oh, really?
So you charge the pump before you go. It'll blow them up three times or four times. Yeah, we have them. You can see them at the shop. I don't sell them because that technology is changing
totally
every day. And you just go on Amazon, pick ever which one. It's great. They blow them up in. They'll probably do it. Right up to, what was it, about 6 minutes?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, they take pretty quick because they do the
volume first.
The volume and the pressure. So, I mean, normally how you do it is the electric pump that it comes with does the volume, and then you have to switch to the manual one and do the pressure yourself. But this one, you just click the button, and then you can just set the seat up and just take a nap, and then it turns off by itself when it gets to the pressure you want. So it's super sweet. Sick. Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're
cool. But I would, you know... I'm not recommending one of them, but if you want to look at ours, they're at the store.
There you go.
Take a picture. Go find it on Amazon. But it's easy.
Next one is, good morning, guys. Last summer, I had a blast renting a double Hobie kayak at Convict Lake with my wife. We'd really like to either get kayaks for both of us or get a double kayak that I will use as a single when I fish alone. I'll typically be using it when alone, fishing La Jolla off the coast of Dana Point, but we also want the option of going back to the Sierras. Any recommendation? That's from Garrett in Laguna Niguel.
Yeah, get two.
Go two singles versus the double?
We're fishing.
When but I what go, if he wants a double? What if they want a little?
Yeah, he had so much fun with the double.
We have the Fiesta, which holds four. We have the Tandem, which is a 14-foot with two seats. They're great.
That's an inflatable?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've been selling them for years. We got them right now.
No kidding.
Now, that being said, when I go fishing, I don't want to fish with somebody in my boat. I want it to be simple and easy. Two boats can go right beside each other. They blow up in about the same amount of time.
But you could still fish one person on the Tandem.
You can.
Yeah. Not quite as nimble, maybe?
Not quite as nimble. Takes a little longer. So, if you're truly fishing... I would recommend two singles. Because sometimes Debbie goes, well, I'm over this. I'm going to go read a book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she jumps out. And you
Or worse yet, she goes, let's get our heart rate up. Let's do some exercise.
Yeah. And Ron's going, no.
There's a really good point coming up here. Let's just see. Yeah.
If you know anything about, if you've ever watched or fished with Ron, you know, Ron is the last person to take his rod out of the water. He's like, no, one more cast.
One more spot.
He's one of those one more
cast. Just one more, Dad.
Are you like that, Hayden, too? Is it?
Not like him.
No, not like him. Is Jared like that?
He sets the bar high.
No.
No, I don't think anybody's like
that. Anybody's like that, no.
Same thing on the mountain or like surfing, yeah.
No, he's like Ron. One more cast.
That's bad.
Yeah, one more cast.
I am that guy.
Yeah. That's a good thing, Ron. It's not a problem. One more wave. One more cast.
Yeah. One more cast means at least a half an hour worth of casting, and even a thought of maybe a bite within that 30 minutes restarts the timer for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Ron's my hero, man. He's like the Energizer button.
It does start it over, doesn't it?
Yeah. 100%. So yeah, it's a 30-minute timer for last cast, and I thought I might have gotten hit on that one. That 30-minute starts over again. Yes, here we go.
So, Dane in Huntington Beach says, good morning, guys. Question for Logan. I have a kayak. Have you kayak fished at Punta Final, Silla Cortez, and what is your tackle set up for Cabrilla?
I haven't fished at Punta Final yet. I fished at Gonzaga Bay and L.A. Bay before, off the kayak. I don't really have, like, a setup for Cabrilla. I was using a Pen 400, with a Daiwa Protus rod. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. It's good all-around setup. I'm not much of a gearhead when it comes to rods and stuff. I'd ask Ricky and the crew at Fisherman's Landing more about that. If you have any more questions on a Cabrilla setup, they definitely dial you in there. But that seems to work good for me. Just kind of all around. If you hook a yellow, you can land it on that. And on the kayak, it's really, like, you can put a lot of pressure on a fish. Like, I caught this 40-pound sea bass down there, and I could just thumb the thing, and it would just tow me around. So it's pretty hard to, like, even if you get snagged on, like, the bottom or something with, like, 40-pound test, it's really, really hard to break off. Like, you got to pedal backwards and really, like, pull it super hard to, like, break it. So it's pretty fun to catch a bigger fish on a kayak because you can really
you can really put
a lot of heat on them, and they get tired pretty quick. Like, I landed
the angle on them, too.
Yeah. So you get them straight up and down. Once they tire out, because they're towing your whole kayak around, it's almost like spearfishing, how they shoot the fish and then they have the float that fights it for them. That's kind of what you're doing on a kayak. You're just
you're the float.
Sleigh ride, you
That's
know?
That's so cool.
Biggest fish you've caught on a kayak?
Yeah, it was a 40-pound white sea bass.
What about you, Hayden?
Probably some, I don't know, around 30-pound yellowtail down at...
I took a picture of that one.
Yeah. What about you, Ron? Cool.
Mine would be big yellowtail down at Cedros Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know how much they weighed, but in that, you know, that good quality.
And full sleigh ride, though.
Oh, the best sleigh ride I ever had was when a big sea lion grabbed yellowtail.
Grab your big yellowtail.
and took off with it, and I'm going down swell with, you know, steering the boat, because it was rough. We were up at the north end. And this seal drugged me around, and I go, he's got to come up for air for some time. But Kevin Nakata had loaned me a lure through Jeff Marani and said, don't lose it. First cast, it's on. I get drugged all the way down. I'm just getting drugged forever. And finally the seal comes up. He's holding it by the tail, and I pull my rod real hard, and that darn seal pulled back. He just shook his head real hard. And
no.
So we had this tug of war, and he's like looking at me. And I'm going, you could get that thing back. And it came out of his mouth. He grabbed it again.
And you were saved with Kevin.
And he grabbed it again, took off again, drugged me around. And the sleigh rider, they call it, is really fun.
I'll bet.
I mean, there's nothing more exciting than having a big animal towing you around on a kayak.
Preferably a fish, though.
Yeah. So my
line you can eat.
Yeah. Preferably a fish. My largest on the kayak is right there.
Hey.
52-pound sea bass.
Oh, right, man.
That's awesome.
You're well here. There. That was in early days, too, in La Jolla. Like, in La Jolla.
That is like a record.
Long time ago.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did get the lure back.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Attaboy.
And saved yourself with Hayden.
With
or with...
Well, Kevin had loaned it to Jeff Mariani, who has that, and he goes, don't lose it.
I love
okay.
it.
Okay.
I love it. Yeah. Well, this question, good morning, boys. Great show, as always. Question for Ron and the boys. Do you guys sell trade-ins? I'm a big fan of my Outback, and I'm not ready to give it up, but my son is coming to age, and I'm looking to get a low-priced boat to put him into. That's from Kurt and Vista.
Oh, yeah. We sell trade-ins. We get them all the time. And then what we do is go through them, kind of do the, you know, certify that they're going to work, and then we'll put them on Craigslist. What a racket. I mean, they get people come in and they look at it and they go, yeah, this is really great, and then they'll try it, and then we'll go, hey, while you're here, try this one. And more times than not,
I'm going to take this out back instead. Thanks anyways.
That happened the other day.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But what happens in that situation is that a lot of questions
I'm sure
get answered. Yeah. Like, do you really need a bigger boat? Do you really need a heavier boat? Do you know, if you're going to be doing that, then maybe this is better.
These guys know the answers.
Yeah, it is fun, too.
So, running out of time here, only have about a minute left, but I want to talk about your booth at the PCS show in Del Mar coming up this Thursday through Sunday. You're going to have a lot of the boats, including the new inflatable, right?
Right.
Yeah. You'll have Outbacks. You'll have
Pro Anglers.
Everything.
360s.
Accessories.
Yeah. Yeah, we are going to have accessories. Yeah. Ava's all over it.
Yeah. And deals that Ava won't give up.
So here's the really good deal is Salty Crew Jared drew this picture of a really cool.
Remember, I said only a minute here, Ron.
Okay, spotted bay bass, and it's on a shirt. Yeah, Fast Lane. Fast Lane Salty Crew shirt. We'll be selling them at the show, and they're really cool.
Oh, cool. I'll be there.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's getting $200 worth of salty gear from Fast Lane. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
After a record-breaking show in Costa Mesa, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show, presented by GEICO, now moves to San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. This show will feature hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up the massive Del Mar Fairgrounds. Fantastic seminars and kids' free trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. It's great for the whole family. With the fishing season now here, stock up on all your favorite tackle or purchase that dream boat at incredible show prices. Thursday, March 19th to Sunday, March 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's winning the great prize.
Coin.
We're going to have Ron do the prize coin of a $200 shopping spree. Go ahead, Ron. There it is. All right, today we have a texter, and congratulations, Rob in Seal Beach. You have got yourself a $200 shopping spree to come on down to Fast Lane and get hooked up on $200 worth of Salty Crew
gear.
Wow. Congratulations, Rob.
Congratulations. That's going to be awesome. Have a good time, and come on down to San Diego and enjoy yourself. That'll be fun. Now, at the Fast Lane booth, a lot going on. What's going to happen, Logan?
Yeah, super excited. We're going to have a fully rigged Pringler, every single fishing kayak that Hobie makes in stock. We're ready to talk to you about fishing kayaks. And we'll have special guests from Salty Crew, Quentin Turco, absolute weapon, and he knows his way about catching big fish on small craft. So
that'll be super cool.
And chat it up with us.
Yeah, and then, hey, of course, Quentin Turco and the event on Friday, right?
Yeah. Yeah, tell movie premiere down at in Dana Landing, Friday, March 20th, from 6 to 9. We're showing our new movie, Coastlines, surfing and fishing film from...
it's going to be beautiful, perfect weather for that, too. Yeah, it's going to be hot outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to have live music, band playing, food provided, drinks. Cool. Everything's free. Yeah, bring the kids, bring the family. Yeah, little photo booth. And it'll be a good time. Tons of giveaways from all the sponsors from the event and from Salty Crew, obviously. And movie's killer. I edited it, narrated it. So, excited to show you guys.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. Ron, thanks. We'll see you at the show. And thank you, guys. Thanks, Adam, for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and, of course, George, too. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Bill and Mike from PCS Shows will be here. Thanks for listening today. Ricky and I will be here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97 through the Fan. We'll see you then.